We have some stuff we got to go through first before we get there. But last time, you know, we kind of got into, I think the election was the big thing that just took place. I kind of asked you guys what you thought about it, where you saw the country 10 years from now, where you saw yourself, and that, like, just kind of opened up a plethora of different avenues that we got into. So that is the plan for tonight. So unless, like, everybody's, like, super quiet, has nothing to talk about, then we'll just go back and I'll go back to, like, this is what we'll do. I'll take my Bible. I'll just drop it wherever it opens. We'll just start preaching from there. How about that? All right. So that'll be fun, too. That'll be very entertaining, even for me. What's happening tomorrow at 6 o'clock? Yes. Raise your hand if you know for sure you're going to that Christmas party. We need to see hands. Oh, it looks like we have a pretty good amount here. All right, so check it out. We're prepared for that. I want to go through some stuff. And Colton, you know what all you guys got prepared. So let me know if we're overdoing it. Let me pull up my Christmas party list. Does everybody have a white elephant gift to bring? Okay, yeah. Don't count on us. We're gonna get some extra ones. We're gonna go shopping and get some extra stuff just to try to cover folks that come and everything like that. But make sure you bring that. We're planning on like kind of a time frame from like 6 to like 10:30, 11. Since we're so far out, I want to give you guys a chance to get back home before 12. So I say 11 is the latest we probably leave. I think everybody can make it back home in like an hour. What's up? Very good question. So, did you guys hear what Alyssa said? She said, are we all meeting here? No. Right now, there's no plan to, like, organize here. Just because I think that will, like, that might slow us down even more. Does anybody need a ride? Does anybody want to be out there but knows they probably don't have a way? Right now, you're just trusting the Lord to get you there. Colton's the only one. Good. All right. So, that's bad if you're not going to be there. But, no. So, everybody's good to go. What about coming home? All right. So, if not, I mean, we're not going to leave you out there. I mean, Colton, you probably don't mind adopting somebody from here or anything like that. So we'll get everybody back home. I think I put this out in the group me text, $20 limit to your white elephant gift just so that nobody gets embarrassed, anything like that. You know, I don't want anybody going all out. You can be embarrassed both ways, like embarrassed because, like, you feel like your gift is not great enough, or embarrassed because you're like, why did this person get – oh, you're not actually buying a gift for anyone, though, are you? You're just buying a general gift, and then – a lot of times I start talking, I figure stuff out while I'm talking about it. So thank you guys for being a part of that process. And everybody has Colton's address. It's on the group me text. Cool. So let's lay out that night. So it looks like I think we're going to be having some barbecue from Bait City Barbecue that's out there. I think on the way out, what I'm also going to do, just to cover those that aren't really big into the red meat and all that stuff like that, I'm going to pick up some more of those chicken fingers from Cane's. So I have those out there also to add to our spread. So we'll do that. I think, Colton, you guys got plans for – what's up?
We got hot dogs, too.
Got hot dogs, too. So if you guys don't like anything unhealthy, we got hot dogs to go to. And then with s'mores. You were talking about s'mores, too, right? So we got plans for s'mores. It's going to be like a little hayride thingy going on out there. We got a nice little barn to hang out in. Colton's going to have a speaker out there for us to do some line dancing, some hanging out. Yeah. Oh, don't forget that. I almost forgot. We're going to have a prize for the best Christmas attire. So it's going to be tricky because it's also going to be cold. Actually, tomorrow's like going to be the warmest day of this week so far, I think. But nighttime still comes, and when the night comes, the sun goes away. So Dress warm. You're gonna need something to keep yourself warm, but don't let the festivity die by not dressing up Christmassy. So I'm gonna come out there in my Christmas attire. You come out in yours. We'll do that. There will be a prize for the person that is the most Christmassy. I think that's mostly it. Am I missing anything? Colton, how's the night gonna go? What do you wanna do? You wanna like start off eating, then we'll come up to somewhere, have a little devotion, then we'll do something else.
Yeah, we'll just like get there.
Nice, very good.
After that, after we eat, we could go up and make s'mores and stuff at the cabin where we're going to do the hayride.
Nice.
Have the devotion up there, hang out a little bit, and then we come back down and we can do multiple hayrides too.
Nice. Awesome. I also sent out a text just because we're limited on the size of this party that we can have. Make sure that you tell — I've talked to some of you guys, you call me and we talk one-on-one, but if you invited anyone, just make sure they talk to me, we can get there, get them in the head count and everything like that. I think we're going to be covered. We're fine from what I can see from our RSVPs and everything like that. But just want to make sure that there's no surprises like last minute or anything like that. Do any of you guys have questions about tomorrow night? What are you guys thinking about right now? You're so quiet and calm. It's like we're sedated in here, man. I always feel like that when I come in a youth group. Like I'm on like some type of drug that's like making me hyperactive, but
I don't think so.
Everyone's life so boring.
Your teeth hurt? Why do your teeth hurt? Oh. How much more? I thought you were gonna get off in December.
I was supposed to, but the orthodontist.
Those were bands.
What
you supposed to?
I will.
Oh.
I just see the guy. I'm still getting over it.
I'm lying.
So Ray, what's up? Are you playing basketball right now? How's that going? Have you talked to anybody yet this year? Not really? No, okay.
Not yet.
Have you guys been winning yet? Okay.
That's good. Yeah.
Kinsey, what are you doing to keep yourself entertained? There's no band happening anymore, you know, color guard, nothing like that. What are you doing now?
I sit at home.
Is that what you guys' life is like right now?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I've been walking every day.
It's cool. What are you doing? Nothing? Like, this is, like, sad. This is really depressing, dude.
Talk about it.
What do I do? I come home from work. I tickle the kids a little bit. Sometimes we chase around for a little bit. Then I yell at them because Jenny's still working. So we give them a good yelling. Tell them to be quiet. And then I go upstairs, do a little bottering. Then we've been going to the park a lot. You guys, anybody in here going to the park this year?
Yes.
Let me ask you, if I call you in the middle of the week to go to the park, will you go or will that be weird?
No,
if you're an athlete, you're gonna work out, alright? Because I need to do that.
I'll probably be busy.
That's right, buddy. So actually, Brady, that's funny. He's been like his last meeting of the day that they do. Like the teacher does a little lesson, then she gets off and tells the kids they can talk. That's all they do. All right, guys, let's go up to the park. We'll meet you up in the park. So,
we're going to the park.
So, like they've been organizing and going up to the park and whatnot. So, what's going on there? That's Spirit.
What's happening?
Bryn.
Nobody's here.
Bryn, go check it out.
Yeah. Right, I was never.
It's not safe in there.
The baby is a check.
Okay, we'll get one.
Too.
That's right.
All right. Well, we'll get into that later. Stand up, let's sing a couple songs, and then we'll jump into what we're going to talk about tonight. Get into some content. Oh, no. We're all new. All new songs. All new. Yeah, you can have this one. Basically, use some strength, girl. Let's go.
Oh.
Are we doing all Christmas tonight, or are we going to mix it up?
No.
We're going to mix and mingle.
All
right. Yeah, let's mix it up. You know what we haven't sung in a really long time? What's that? 272. The Star Spangled Banner.
Y'all be singing it for real, man. I want to sing it.
We're going up Christmas night. Oh, it's
demanding. Any extra books back there? Alright, you had a suggestion for the... Hey, listen up. You had a suggestion for the Star Spangled Banner. Are we going to sing that seriously?
No, I can't believe
it. I'm kidding. I can't sing it seriously.
I just haven't
seen
that in like 3 weeks.
Please. Right, maybe we'll start with that one. All right, here we go. Let's do a prayer first. Macy, you pray for us, and then we'll start with our first song.
Okay.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for everything you've done today, Lord. Please help, or thank you for letting us all get to youth group, Lord. And if there's anyone still on their way to Bible study, please help for them to get here safely, Lord. Please help for just us to have a good rest of the night, Lord, and for us to have a good time tomorrow night. Please keep us all safe and healthy, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
272. You better be the loudest one, too, Lexi. 272. On Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground. Sinking sand. 272. All right, here we go. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Let's do 271. We haven't done that forever. 271. My anchor holds. Here we go. Though the angry surges roll on my tempest-driven soul, I'm peaceful for I know why the winds may blow. I've an anchor safe and sure that will evermore endure, and it holds my anchor hold. Though your wildest and oh gale on my bark so small and frail, by his grace I shall not fail, for my anchor holds. My anchor holds. Mighty tides about me sweep, perils lurk within the deep, angry clouds o'ershade the sky, and the tempest rises high. Still I stand the tempest shock, for my anchor grips the rock, and it holds, my anchor holds. Blow your wildest and oh gale on my bark so small and frail, by his grace I shall not fail, for my anchor holds. My anchor holds. And I can feel the anchor fast as I meet each sudden blast, and the cables oh unseen through the storm,
I safely
amen.
Till the turning of the
troubles
tide.
Almost whelm the soul. Troubles almost whelm the soul. Grief like billows o'er me roll. Tempters seek to lure astray. Storms obscure the light of day.
But in Christ I can be bold. I've an anchor that shall hold.
And it holds, my anchor holds. Blow your wildest and old gale on my bark so small and frail. By his grace I shall not fail. For my anchor holds. My anchor holds. All right, turn over one more. 270. Thank you, Bryn. Way to go, girl.
She gets it from you, Zach.
Is that right? Yeah. 270. I think that's Jenny all the way. All right, 270. The Haven of Rest. Here we go.
My soul in sad exile was how I see, so burdened with sin and distress, till I heard a sweet voice saying, make me your choice. Then I entered the haven of rest. I anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep, but in Jesus I am safe evermore. I've yielded myself to his tender embrace, and faith taking hold of the word. My fetters fell off and I anchor my soul. The haven of rest is my Lord. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep, but in Jesus I am safe evermore. The song of my soul since the Lord made me whole has been that old story so blessed. Of Jesus, oh, save whosoever will have a home in the haven of rest. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep, in Jesus I am safe evermore. Oh, come to my Savior, he patiently waits to save by his power divine. Come anchor your soul in the haven of rest and say, my beloved
is he yours?
And I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep, in Jesus I am safe.
On that chorus one more time, here we go.
I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. shall sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild storm me deep. In Jesus I'm safe
evermore. Amen, amen, amen. Let's do 206, maybe. Too old team? It was 209. I want to do grace greater than our sin. 209. 209. Here we go, guys. Grace greater than our sin.
Marvelous grace of our loving Lord. It's grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt. Yonder on Calvary's mount outpoured. There where the blood of the Lamb was spilled, its marvelous grace and our praise. Grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Marvelous grace and our praise. Grace that is greater than all our sin. And despair like the sea waves cold, they threaten the soul with infinite loss. Grace that is greater, yes, grace untold, points to the refuge, the mighty cross. Marvelous grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Marvelous grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sin. And dark is the stain that I cannot hide. Oh, what can avail?
Only one thing, the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
Look, there is flowing the crimson tide. Whiter than snow you may be today. Marvelous grace, God's grace. Grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Marvelous grace, God's grace. Grace that is greater than all our sin. Marvelous, infinite, matchless grace. Freely bestowed.
Cost you nothing. Thank God for that. It was too much.
You that are longing to see his face, will you this moment his grace receive? Marvelous grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Marvelous grace, God's grace, grace that is greater.
One more time, God's marvelous grace, sing it out.
Marvelous grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Marvelous grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sin.
That song's gonna mean a lot when you step out into eternity and you see what hell really looks like. And when you realize that where you're at is where you're going to be forever. And that is one of the nightmares, man, I have, is just thinking about that. The people that I brush shoulders with right now today are headed to something that they'll never come back from. Lord, am I doing everything I can to be a testimony, to be a witness, to be a light to them? You know, just think about that, guys. Maybe one or two more before we get rolling here. Christmas songs, anyone?
Yes.
Yes, Macy says yes. What are we going to sing, Macy? Zero.
83 is a good one.
83. All right, turn to 83, guys. Is that Hark the Herald Angels?
Oh, Oh, that's not it. Just kidding. Maybe it's 86.
I don't know that one that well, yeah.
Yes, it's 86.
86. Oh, yeah, Away in a Manger. You got time. You can sing a couple of these. Yeah, 86. Here we go.
And then the next one's Joy to the World.
Ooh. All right, here we go. 86. Here we go.
Away in a manger, no crib or a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the manger.
All right, let's take it up a little bit. Verse number 2.
The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes, but little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I love the Lord Jesus, look down from the sky, and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee today. Close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and fit us for heaven to live with thee there.
Macy, what's that next one? What'd you say?
Oh, 87 is Joy to the World.
87, here we go.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. No more the sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow, far as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love.
What are you two comedians laughing about over here? Oh, so leave us hanging like that, huh? All right, one more, two more, one more.
292 with the long part.
With the long part?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll finish with that one.
We never sing.
Let's do one more.
What'd you say?
Let's do one more Christmas one for Christmas.
Silent night, holy night.
You guys want to do Silent Night?
Or what's
in the cave? I don't know that one. I don't want to go looking in the cave.
We did, yeah. I was like, what are we going to do this?
There's what's that?
I don't know.
Yeah, so we got Hark the Herald Angels, Silent Night, Oh Come All You Faithful. We did. Alex was doing Saved by the Blood. Angels We Have Heard on High. Angels We Have Heard on High.
Which one is that? That's 89.
You guys. I am so glad you guys are talkative tonight. It's going to be so good. We're going to have so many good conversations, aren't we?
Yeah, you're gonna be all quiet here. Y'all fake. All y'all. You fake.
All right. 89, here we go. Angels, we have heard on high. Angels, we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains and the mountains ever by, echoing their joyous strains. Why your joyous strains prolong, what the gladsome tidings be, which inspire your heavenly song. You were saying no low.
I was like, being like, oh.
Like, no, all right. 292. I forgot. 292. A pilgrim was I and a wandering. In the cold night of sin I did roam. But Jesus, the kind shepherd, found me. And now I am on my way home. Are you on your way home?
Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
Restoreth my soul when I'm weary.
He giveth me strength day by day. He leads me beside the still waters. He guards me each step of the way.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me
all the days of my life.
Shall follow me
all the days of my life.
When I walk through the dark, lonesome valley, my Savior will walk with me there, and safely His great hand will lead me to the mansions He's gone to prepare.
He restored my soul.
He
restoreth my soul when I'm weary. He giveth me strength day by day. He leads me beside the still waters. He guides me each step of the way.
A pilgrim was I and wandering.
A pilgrim was I and a wandering. In the cold night of sin I did roam. But Jesus, the kind shepherd, found me. And now I am on my way home. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow.
To dwell in the house of the Lord forever, and I shall feast at the table spread for me.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life,
all the days of my life, all the days. All right, there's a reason I never do that part. a little too high for Uncle Zachy. All right, take a seat, guys. Last time we got into our little discussion, the election just happened. They were all trying to figure out who really won. Is there cheating going on? Is there not cheating going on? Is there going to be rioting? You know, it was like everything was going up in the air. All right, so now it looks like all that stuff might be behind us now. Looks like the Electoral College put in their vote for president. There's still some talk out there about dueling electors and all that stuff like that. I guess only time will tell what becomes of that. But right now, for all intents and purposes, it looks like it's going to be Joseph Biden as the 49th, is it 50th? I don't know, whatever. He's after the guy that went for him. And so that's where we're at now. So, here we are after the year 2020, the greatest year of everyone's life. What does 2021 look like? Will there be a change in 2021? So I keep saying all these things, you know, God, let 2021 get here soon. As soon as 2021 gets here, I'll be over. How do you guys feel about that? Do you guys feel like 2021 is going to bring back normalcy? Do you feel like it's pretty much going to be like just another turn in the book? We're just going to turn the page and everything's going to go back like it was, you know, all of our usual stuff. Kenzie Lee, let's start with you. I didn't hear much of you last time. What do you think about this?
Well, from your perspective, yeah. The plagues back in like the 1500s or whenever it was didn't last for like a year and then it was over with.
The plagues didn't understand the calendar, did they?
No, they went over and over and over. And it was like, for like the Spanish flu to say, it was like here, it's technically still here. Mm-hmm. We just have it like under control more because of flu vaccines.
Mm-hmm. So, go ahead.
I don't think we're going to get it under control as fast as we did like, say the actual like just normal flu, because the vaccine's gonna have to be like more trial runs and more like added to it and before it gets perfect.
So you think this, looks like you call it the plague, is so complex that there's no way that we can just have one antidote, one vaccine that would take care of it? You feel like this thing's gonna carry out longer, longer, longer?
Yeah, because it's not gonna be perfect the first time they do it.
Okay, so you feel like 2021 is going to be nothing more than a repeat of 2020, or you feel like it's going to be like one of these things?
Well, I mean, it might be lighter because they have a vaccine, but not like, I feel like it's going to be lighter, but not cured.
Okay. Nice. Adol, what do you think, man?
Okay. I don't know. I think there's still got a while with the vaccine, because I was, like, watching the news while my dad was watching this. And I saw, like, people were having like allergic reactions to the vaccine, and like some people were getting like other diseases from it. I was like, what the heck? Like, why is this happening? Like, I'd rather have corona than take the vaccine.
Ethan brings up a good point. You gotta be careful about that. About absolutely, you know, there's people out there who are scared for their lives, they're more at risk than other people and stuff like that. And I'm hearing that conversation that Ethan just said, or that point a lot. It's like,
Listen, I actually had corona. When I had it, I was asymptomatic. I had no symptoms whatsoever. Why would I then put some foreign agent into my body that has a possibility of making me sick? You know, when I had the disease itself, it wasn't that bad. Why should the cure be worse than the disease itself? So I've heard that argument. Alexa, what are you going to say?
I'm just kind of like in between with it, because like what can really happen? What's like the difference between December 31st and January 1st? But like at the same time, like 2019, everything was normal, and then 3 months into the year 2020, everything has changed. So like, no, I don't think it'll be normal. I think there will always be an effect to our world because of this. But like, I mean, like what can really change?
Right. Like what's the biggest difference that can make? Right on. Do you think everyone like gets well, or do you think there's a point like where they will turn everything back? I'm just kind of curious, like from your perspective. And if you guys feel like on the spot by any of these questions, don't feel like you got to answer them. Like, no, just say what you normally say.
Like, I feel fine. Like, I don't know, like it's pretty soon everyone's just gonna like kind of like forget about it, but it's gonna be like the flu, like just turn into another disease or like sickness that you can get.
So do you feel like we're overreacting right now then? Do you feel like, so basically based off of what you just said, eventually people are going to get used to this and be like, I don't have enough energy to do all these extra steps to, you know, avoid this and that. I'm just going to live my life and let what happens happen. So do you feel like right now is an overreaction to it?
Yeah, because like when my family got sick, like we were still able to like function, like other people that are like more like their immune system is like worse, like it might, like people can take different hits from it, but like like literally we thought it was like allergies or something. It wasn't different than anything else that we had before. So like I feel like it is kind of being blown out of proportion.
Okay.
A little bit.
Who else had their hand up over? What's up, someone?
Okay, so I think it could go either one or two ways. So I feel like it's just gonna like get turned into like another flu where it happens like once a year. They come up with a vaccine or whatever. You either get it if you want, or you don't get it at all. Or it's gonna get even more blown out of proportion. Just so I don't know. So I don't know, because I feel like everybody's losing track of like what else is going on in the world. So everyone's like, oh, 2020 is so bad, which it is. But do you think 2021 is going to get better, or is it just going to get worse because all this is happening and more?
What's some of the stuff? Well, finish your train of thought, and I got a question for you. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Ask.
Well, I was going to say, so you said people are losing track of some of the other stuff that's going on in the world. Like, what's, from your perspective, what's some of the other stuff that we're losing track of that maybe should have some more of our attention?
I don't know. My dad talks about how all this stuff is like going to happen. Which it could happen, and you got them on all these podcasts and stuff.
Yeah,
so now we all think the world's gonna end, which it could. It could end in like 4 years or get bad or whatever. But in a couple months, like when Joe Biden does actually take presidency, all the Trump supporters or whatever, they could go out and riot if they wanted. And I don't know. I just feel like everything else that's happening, like I don't know. It's just. It's all, like, this isn't normal, but I think it's going to turn into a normal because we have no choice.
Okay.
And Joe Biden's already talking about how he's going to, like, make masks mandatory all around. And who knows how long that's going to last. Like, masks could be, like, a regular thing.
Yeah.
And I just don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
It could either get worse or better.
Okay, I'm going to come back to something else that she brought up. Go ahead.
I agree with both you guys' opinions. I do think it's out of proportion. I also think it's a bit of like a diversion to the stress, because like in the end, it's honestly just like another common cold. Like whenever I first got it, I thought it was a common cold. I got it like maybe like a week after camp, but it didn't like stay for like too long. But I stayed in like my house for a while. But I do think that it kind of like focuses our attention on something so small from stuff that's so big, like. I know that Joe Biden plans to take away all the guns and just make us, all the Americans are going to have to take a vaccine, even though we don't want to take it, but it's going to be, like, mandatory. But no offense, but if they can't even get, like, a paper signed like what Bob says, then how are they going to make every single American get a shot?
When you said that it kind of is taking away our attention from, like, more, kind of the same question I had for Selena, what do you think some of those things are that we ought to be more focused on?
Well, America's in tremendous debt. In China, especially. I've actually asked my history teacher this question, why we're so in debt, why doesn't China just buy America? But the thing is the USA has basically bonds and communications, just like agreements with other places to like we're just friends with everyone, friendly with everyone. So if they attack us, they get attacked, and then it's a whole World War III.
Okay. So something else Thelma brought up. She's talked about how after Biden takes office, the Trump supporters could riot and all this stuff. So let's talk about a bigger idea that's kind of been happening this year. Besides the coronavirus, besides like vaccines and all this stuff like that, that's been another huge thing people have talked about. Is this the new 1860s? You know, do we have the sides becoming so polarized that eventually states are going to start to succeed, you know, and say, you know what, I don't want to, you know, be a part of this union. I've actually heard some politicians saying, all right, if you guys don't want to follow the courts, if you guys don't want to follow the rules about elections, about this and that, we'll pull aside and we'll have states that want to follow the Constitution versus states that want to follow whatever else they want to follow. Here's the question. Do you think America will actually get to the point of a civil war? And if so, will she become better or worse after that civil war? Will we actually get to that point, or is it all just hype? Because we've had talks like that before, you know, where we say, this side is terrible, that side is terrible, we're going to pull apart and have a civil war. Do you think it's actually going to escalate to that point? And if so, will the country become better after that? Or do you think it will become worse after that? Let me get somebody I haven't talked to yet. Oh, everybody. Amanda, go ahead.
I think that it will happen because, like Bob always said, like history repeats itself. Mm-hmm. And whether it's like a, I don't think it'll be like a war as like we've seen it in the past, because, you know, like now one side like sports guns and one side doesn't, and like what are they gonna do? All like if all of the gun owners and the people
so one side
supports guns.
Oh, I was just saying sports guns.
No, Republicans, and if it does become like Republicans versus Democrats, the Republicans aren't gonna sell guns to the Democrats who don't have them. So like all of a sudden it's like it would be such an uneven like war that I feel like people are just gonna like split and like eventually do their thing. And so it could become like a war of like supply, more like supplies, like, not like supplies, but like we have these things on this side, so like we have to stay like communicated, you know? Or like if people take over like if one side takes over the internet and is like, no, like for just to say it, I'm gonna say like if the Republicans are like, no, we have the internet and our Republicans can only use like these two social media apps and this is their one news site, and like not saying that that would ever happen, like how would people, like what's stopping them from like just going to the other side? So I feel like that's like a hard thing to like depict, like go through, because of there's so many different sides of like the war that there could be.
So that's almost like a cold war, like kind of what happened between America and Russia was, we hate the communists, they hate the capitalists and everything like that. But instead of actually having a hot war, they just kept building up arms. They kept grabbing territories. They kept saying, we own this, you guys own that. Don't cross our line. If you do, it's going to happen. What's up, Alyssa?
I feel like it's definitely going to become a civil war. But I feel like how Amanda was saying, like, the Republicans are going to have all this stuff. I feel like their community will become more of an anarchy rather than and democratic will become more of a socialism economy. I don't know how to explain it. That's how I feel like it's just going to end up.
You said you feel like it'll become more of an anarchy than an actual, like, socialist government taking over?
Yeah, because I feel like that's just, like, the main goal of wanting it to become an anarchy, of, like, not having rules a part of them so they can have, like, their own, of course, freedom of religion, bearing arms, and all this stuff.
So you feel the right side will kind of move into that, just we're just going to be anarchists. Yeah. Like, we're just going to... almost like what Antifa was saying they're going to do. We're just going to, the Occupy Wall Street. You guys remember those guys? You might not be old enough. It was like this group of kind of like hipsters that used to like set up tents and camp out on Wall Street and like be against corporations and stuff like that. So you feel like the right's going to move more into that, like not try to actually start a war, but just kind of like civil disobedience, like resist the government? Maybe I'm not understanding you the right way.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. Colton.
So back to the COVID thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think it'll ever go away because the Democrats, I think it's all a control thing because they're, you know, controlling how many people can be at one spot, where they can travel, all this stuff. I just think it's leading up to the socialism, one person government thing.
So like one world government type of stuff. Macy, what are you going to say?
So on the COVID thing and how Selena said like how Joe Biden wants to like do a mask mandate. From hearing, like, my mom talk about, because some of her clients are, like, nurses, And so they'll tell my mom about like the mask mandate and the vaccine. They like, I don't know exactly what she said, but like basically they're saying that some, like the hospitals are saying, if you get the vaccine, you don't necessarily have to wear a mask.
Mm.
But if you don't get the vaccine, then like you'll have to continue to wear a mask. So I kind of wonder like if it'll be like that. Obviously, like they can't see your medical records, but like if you get like a vaccine from like your hospital, then like maybe you can start to like unmask and things can start to go back to normal.
Kind of like an either or. What's up, Lex? Yeah.
Just like on the like rioting thing, I just like feel like
the rioting.
Rioting.
Okay, yeah.
Like I feel like you can just like only riot for so long. Like after a while, I mean, like if you like use something or like do something so much, it kind of like loses the value. Like if you just keep on rioting and rioting, like people are just gonna get used to it, and like nobody's gonna really like care anymore. Mm-hmm. So like what is rioting gonna like do or benefit people? Like, it's literally not doing anything.
Yeah.
But, like, I just kind of think it's, like, kind of dumb. Because, like, it's just, like, making it, like, lose the value.
Yeah.
And, like, not benefiting anybody.
Just tearing yourself apart. What's up, Sierra?
To COVID and how, like, history, like, repeats itself. My mom always talks about and how the world just so quickly complied to wearing a mask because, you know, sometimes we just gotta do what we gotta do because in the end, like, we have, like, our own, like, personal bubble, like, on who we interact with our lives is our, kind of, like, our own world in a way. Unless if we actually have, like, TV, the social media, that we can get into other people's world. That's kind of just, like, on how, like, our life is. I do think a civil war could definitely, like, break out, especially whenever back in Judges and, like, the Bible and how, like, everyone just ends up getting judged. Like, I mean, we're in the legacy of the church age. So, I mean, in the end, it's honestly downhill from here. An English term that it's a fallacy, which is kind of like a basically a downfall in an essay. It's called a slippery slope, basically meaning that everything can only go down from here. But honestly, once like you hit rock bottom, the only way to go is up. But due to like history like repeating itself, I'm honestly like I'm just working with whatever like we're given. But with COVID, I mean, no offense, but scientists are smart, and I think they know that the masks don't work, so I think it could just be an experimentation to see on how much the people will comply.
Hmm. So you think it's more about compliance, not science?
Yes.
All right, Kinsey.
Back to, like, the COVID thing, but, like in my opinion, like, everyone thinks that, like, this vaccine is going to be such a big savior, but, like, in my experience, vaccines don't really work. Because, like, I've gotten, like, the past 2 years, I've gotten the flu vaccine.
Mm.
And I've gotten the flu 2 years in a row. And so it's just, like, they think it's just going to be this, like, big savior. But, like, and then, like, so many people complain about this virus. But, like, if you really, like, sit back and look, it's, like, honestly, it's our fault that we're in this deep. Because, like, they told us to quarantine. They told us to stay in our houses. And no one listened. Everyone went to parks, they went to restaurants, stuff like that. And so it's just like, and I mean, China, like, they started it, and they're already done with it 3 months after because, well, obviously, they're communists, so they don't care about human rights. Like they literally locked people in their houses. But, like, if we had just maybe taken that mentality for, like, a couple months, we could have been done with this and just been like, do not leave your house. Like, we will airdrop groceries on your like, that's really what China did, and they're already done with this. So, like, people are complaining, but, like, it's our own fault that we're in this mess, like, as deep as we are.
All right, Mackenzie.
I'm adding on to, like, the history repeats itself. So, before the Revolutionary War were the plagues, and then came the war, like, 200-something years later, the Revolutionary War. But, like, the plagues always came before a war broke out. You know, history repeats itself, so what's stopping us from saying that after this plague, I call the plagues in the Bible, it calls the plagues. And so what's stopping there from being a war after this plague's over with?
Dang, I never put that together. Kinsey just came out real deep from scuba diving. Welcome to the surface. Yeah. No, that's awesome, dude. Good insight. What's up?
Okay, so kind of like what Lexi said, and like what Kinsey said is, if you look back in like the early like 1900s, late 1800s, when like women started like speaking out. Well, I guess it was like closer to the middle. Like women started speaking out about their rights and stuff. And there's like movies and like books and everything written like from people's diary standpoint of people who lived through this. But like women were put in jail from like rioting, and then they were like starved to death in jail pretty much. And like their husbands had to like pay tons of money to get their wives out of jail, and half the time like the husbands didn't do it or anything. But like for that part, like those women, like their mindset was strong enough that they could like stay in jail and be starved. And all like I say is like, you put me in jail and you starve me, like I don't know how well that's gonna go. And I feel like as a generation, like,
wait, for you or for everybody else?
Like, well, I know for me, and I yeah. know like a lot of people like feel the same way in our generation, that like we're mm-hmm. such yeah a weak-minded generation yeah. that if they start like if cops start throwing us in jail and like our government like rises up like even like 10 feet higher than they are now and start like putting these like actual disciplines on people for acting like that, like we won't be able to stand it. And like they were like tear gassing people at riots, and it was like the end of the world. Like I know a girl who put together a riot for like Raytown South, and they did it and they got tear gassed, and one girl was in the hospital for 3 weeks because she didn't feel like it was safe to go home. And I was like, if you're like, if you can like exercise that right or whatever, then I feel like you should be able to take the consequences for it.
Yeah.
And I feel like as a generation, we're too weak-minded to like actually go through that and handle that. So even if like, well, like you said, if we riot, it's not going to work, because as soon as you start calling somebody a mean name or misusing their pronouns, they're going home crying. So I feel like it's just not going to, yeah. And like, Breonna Taylor's like death and George Floyd's death, like that happened, and that was such a huge thing for like 2 months, and it's done. So I feel like there's just not much change that like can actually happen.
No, you know? Yeah, not much actually came from it, huh?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's after World War I or World War II was like the Great Depression, but kind of like adding to what like Amanda said about on how like we put ourselves like in this situation. So like let's say if like a war did break out or like a plague did break out, the economy is going to probably like the next time we ever go into a war is going to be like, it's kind of like the finale of 4th of July, like everything shot off, oh look, there's nothing left. And then I feel like if we were to ever hit that stage again, being so weak-minded, like luckily back then we were strong enough to pull ourselves out of it, but if it were to happen again today, I feel like people wouldn't be able to take on that responsibility of dragging ourselves back out of it.
I have a question. I don't know who said it. China, so they're like we talked about, they're communists, and so like they don't have the same human rights, I guess, like that we have in Western countries and stuff like that around here have. So the question is, so we talked about how they had it and it looks like they're out of it. Two questions: if they still had it, do you think that they would report that they did?
No way.
And then number two, if we didn't have any news media, if we didn't have any type of social outlets that tell us what's going on, and all we did was walk around and experience life, would you know that there was a plague? Would you know that there was a disease?
No.
The only reason I bring that up is just maybe you guys might start to see the power of the media, the power of people communicating with one another, the power of our people sharing fears with one another. I personally don't think I would know that something bad was happening. There's been certain cold and flu seasons, stuff like that, I knew something was going around. I knew something was going around the church. I would get around people, start coughing or something like that. Just, I was a lot much more prone to getting stuff. And I've been at the church 13 years. I've seen those cycles of sickness come through here and how it hits everybody. And we can kind of like see it come and we can see it go. Have not seen that happen with this. Go ahead. What are you going
to
say?
So something to add on to my train of thought earlier about history repeating itself in the wars. I remember in history we were talking about before, like in the 1600, 1700, 1800 era, before George Washington stepped down from president, they were talking about like the people are leading, and then riots were breaking out. And that was happening like after the plague, but before the Revolutionary War. So I was wondering, like, if we're rioting now, and all that stuff, and if the people are technically leading, then the war's going to break out soon. And then I forgot what I was going to say.
Think about it, Macy. Go ahead. What are you going to say?
So
you said about, like, all the news stuff. Like, I'm not saying that, like, COVID-19 isn't real, but I do think, like, the news definitely, like, makes it look so big and tough. But, like, and I will say, like, people at the high risk, like, I'm not, like, making that down, because there are people who are dying from it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I've heard things where, like, if somebody passed away, they, like, test them when they passed away and see that they're, like, and if it comes out positive, they're like, well, that's a COVID-19 death. Well, it obviously wasn't, because they could have died from, like, any heart attack. So, like, any of the numbers could be just fake. And the news is just, like, putting them out there to, like, scare people. And so it's not like it isn't real, but it's not, like...
No. That's a good point. Dying from COVID or dying with COVID. Two different things. If somebody gets shot in the head and then you smell their breath an hour later and it stinks, does that mean they died from bad breath? Yeah. No. Yeah. Wait, Caleb, I saw your hand go up back there. Go ahead. Oh, were you just stretching?
Yeah.
Oh, look at Caleb. Man. Look at... Oh, please talk. He's like, no, I learned how to do this. Let me try.
I learned this. Gonna get to the point where, like, people are getting so, like, insensitive about every little thing that happens in the country. Because, like, people are trying to cancel, like, certain brands, certain, like, TV shows, football teams. I mean, and it's getting to the point where it's just kind of ridiculous, and people are just going to keep rioting and doing what they want to get what they want from
everyone. go ahead, Lex.
Kind of like with what Missy and kind of Selena, like, the whole, like, losing sight of it. Because, like, the COVID test, like, there's not, you don't, it's... I was talking to somebody and they just said, like, it's not like a specific strand of COVID that they're testing for. Like, it can be like a lot of other things, and like people are just like losing sight because like if you are having allergies, it's automatically corona, and like you need a quarantine, or if
that's not accurate.
Or if you are flu, like everyone's just like assuming that it's like the corona, like people are just like losing sight of like everything else that could be happening, and like Macy was saying, like, like I'm not a person that's like high risk or something, and but like if like you're saying, like if we didn't have like all the social media, like people would probably just think it's like a normal thing that you're getting. Like my family thought it was like just a normal flu, like allergies.
I will say that. That is one thing I saw, and I have personal experience with that and hard data on it. So I work at a healthcare company, McKesson, one of the biggest healthcare companies in the world. And my job is the inventory. So in our warehouse, we actually hold the H1N1 vaccine, the flu shot, all the HIV and all that. So we have all those shots, all those vaccines, we hold that. One of my main job is to be over that stuff, the inventory. And I'm looking at these numbers, and it's every year from July, believe it or not, from July up to about February, we have a huge rush on flu. We prepare for flu June and July, and we get that stuff out all year long. Guess what happened this year? And this, very little flu. We had some flu, but very, very little. We used to work overtime just trying to keep up with the demand for the flu shot, getting that thing out to hospitals and different vendors and stuff like that, CVS and all that stuff like that. Not one rush, no overtime this year at all for that disease. Makes you kind of stop and wonder, you know, what's going on? Did the flu get healed? Did the flu get saved and, you know, drop its wicked waves or something like that? What just took place there, Colton?
So my dad, this week, he came into work. He goes to work pretty early and it's pretty cold in the mornings, and he has allergies this time of year. And he goes into work and starts coughing and stuff. And when his boss just told him to go home and go get COVID tests.
Oh, wow.
So he's offered 2 weeks because he has to quarantine. He doesn't even have COVID. He just had a little cough and then go home.
I want to change it up a little bit. I wanted to hear some more on that. You guys didn't take my Civil War bite. I was interested in what you were going to say about that. But one more thing I want to ask. Do you guys, as kids, has your trust in the government changed since this pandemic took place? Do you feel like you can trust, you know, what the government says more? Or maybe you're neutral from the start. Maybe you never believed in it or not. One guy I heard, you know, I was talking to him, an adult, said, if we just listen to what they're telling us to do and follow those rules, we'll be all right. The government's here to help, basically. So my question is, how do you guys feel about that? I know growing up as a kid, I wanted to be a part of the government. Not like in healthcare. I wanted to be in the Secret Service. So that was my goal. Oh yeah, absolutely. That was my goal. I loved everything about the government. I loved the structure of it. I've always wanted to go to Washington D.C. I love the official attitude of it. I just love like that whole outfit. I wanted to be a part of the government in some way, some shape, from some form. I thought the Secret Service would be the best thing to do. So I'm just kind of interested in like how you guys been high schoolers and middle schoolers. Like, what impression does the government have on you? The impression that it had on you before COVID versus after COVID. What's this like, Kenzie?
Personally, I think that the government is now being controlled kind of like by the people. I think that they don't really have...
like us people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I think that they don't really have like the courage or the power that they think they do to just like stick with what they say they're going to do. Because in the end, when they do those things... people riot, people start to do things, so they want to make the people happy, and so I think people are kind of starting to realize that, and they're kind of starting to realize the influence they have over the government, and so they are just, I feel like that's kind of partially why we're kind of in the messes that we're in, because it's just like they realize the power that they have, and so they do what they want, and it in turn influences the government and its decisions, because they just want to make the majority of people happy, so there's no... riots and burning buildings.
I might have to come back to that. There's something cool you said in there. Go ahead, Mace.
So off of what Kenzie said, like when you're talking about like when she said like the people are basically having an influence on the government, like back when everything was like when everyone was rioting about like Black Lives Matter, they like President Trump could have like sent like ordered cops to be like, you need to like get these under control, but like he didn't, because all he wanted to make the people happy so they would vote for him for the next election, and he just got so leany on it, and like buildings were like burned down and people were hurt, and it's like he didn't even care because all he cared about was like winning the election. And like that's just like what's crazy about it. He doesn't even like care like what people are getting hurt. He just wants to please the people who are rioting.
Sorry about that. Amanda?
So I think that the people don't realize how much power the government has over them. Because if you... So, like, for an example, in the movie The Kingsman, these people who weren't even, like, the government, they were, like, these mass drug dealers. They took elite people, put them in a room, and started blowing up people left and right and just cutting people off, thinking that they're going to rebuild our country with elite people. And I think people don't realize, like, how much... Like, the government, if they wanted to do that, they could make that happen. They have, like, enough, like, weapons and manpower and people who, like, some Republicans look at Trump like he's a god, and they would do anything he says. And I think that they have enough manpower that if they really wanted to make that happen, they would do it. And, like, at the end of the day, like, Trump becoming president again is, like, great for, like, him and whatever. But if you really look at it in, like, the aspect of, like, pretty much he had more power... like running his businesses and having the money he had before than he did as the president. Because like as president, a lot of people think, oh, he just left and right tells orders, but no, he can't do that. Like there's a lot of like working to get like anything up to the president, let alone for him to just like left and right tell orders. It has to go through people. And so I think that like, honestly, like him as a person, like to worldly standards, he could have done better. Like not, since he didn't win this election, turn around, continue running his business, making these millions of dollars, which he didn't do as president. And, like I just feel like there's a lot of, like, good and bad about it, but I definitely think that the government holds a lot more power than, like, we think they do. Mm-hmm. And, like, our Social Security numbers, like, they know what we are doing at all times of the day. And if they put, like, a chip in us to track us, like, I'd be more worried about the chip, like, one button blowing my head off than the chip knowing what I'm doing. Because they already know what I'm doing all day long.
Selma. Oh, I'm sorry. Were you done?
No. Yeah.
I'm sorry about that. Yeah. Go ahead.
I feel like before COVID, like, I never really paid attention to the government. Because I just, like, I don't know. I feel like I didn't care. Because I didn't have nothing to care about, really.
Yeah.
But I feel like now that COVID happened, and now that I watched this documentary my dad showed me, Into the Shadows on YouTube. It opened your mind so much. But now that I actually like pay attention to some like government things, I feel like there's just so much going on behind the scenes that they don't tell you or involve you in, because they don't want you to worry, or they're just doing a lot of sketchy stuff. But I feel like, yeah, the government just can't be trusted because of that. Like, they just do whatever they want and just tell you otherwise.
Okay. So far, just to recap real quick, I've heard the people are more so in control of the government, because you can see whenever the government tries to pass something that the people don't like, the people will riot and then get the government to acquiesce to them. But I've also heard that the government has more power than the people know about, or maybe than the government's letting on to the people about. And if they really wanted to control us, they got the manpower to do it. Might makes right type of deal. And then Selma just talking about, oh, go ahead.
But if you think about it, the riots aren't working. Like, the government's not being fazed by that. Like, yeah, you can go out and riot, but if you go out and riot because you don't want Joe Biden to be president, are they just going to put Trump back into presidency just because a couple hundred people don't want Joe Biden to be president? Mm-hmm. They're not. They're just going to let you do your thing to feel like you have power, but you don't.
Go ahead, Lex.
I kind of, like, feel the same. Like, before, like, COVID, like, I never really, like, paid attention to, like, anything like that. And I feel like a lot of people like that. Like, this might sound weird, but, like, my dad, like, he was always, like, I don't know if you guys ever talked to Sean, but, like, if you talk to Sean, he's, like, really, like, he's just, like, a different kind of person. Like, not in a bad way, because, like, he's a smart, very, very smart person. And, like, my dad, like, denied, like, everything he would say. He was like, no, Sean, like, I don't want to sit here and talk about this. But, like, now that he's, like, really, like, starting to, like, get more into that, like, it's, like, crazy that, like, one thing, like, Corona or whatever can, like, really change your mindset. Your mindset on something. Because, like, I never really paid attention to that, too. And I feel like this is kind of like a distraction, like, because I feel like the government is, like Amanda said, like, they can literally, like, come in and do whatever they want to do. And they know, like, you'll literally be, like searching out something on YouTube. And then, like, or, like, just doing anything. And, like, an ad pops up about it. Like how did you know? Or, like, me and my daughter are always talking and cracking jokes. He's like, oh, you better turn your phone off right now. They're probably listening to you. Like, be careful about what you say. And so, like, I just feel like this is kind of, like, a distraction for, like, a controlling process. Like, I mean, like, the riots aren't working. Like, none of it is, like, doing anything. Like, I just feel like they have, like, a bigger plan to, like, really get to us, I guess I'm trying to say.
So, do you guys feel like there's more control from the government or less since this? I want to hear Leslie.
Oh, wait, I was going to say something.
Yeah, go ahead. Finish up on that.
Like, the thought of, like, thinking, like, the government, like, wants to know what you're doing. The government does care about you. The government have better things to do on their own, like, time. So, like, the thought of, like, being, like, the government, like, I just don't think that it's, like, really, like, necessary for the government to, like, really care about you as much. Like, they don't care about you. They really don't. And it's just, like, just do you. Like, you're going to get tracked by your Social Security. You're getting tracked. Like, obviously, you're going to talk to your phone and be like, I'm thinking about getting these Air Jordans. I see these Air Jordan ads, like, on my timeline. Like, they're always tracking, like, no matter what you do. Like, there's cameras everywhere. Like, you're never alone. And, like, the fact that people are, like, very, like paranoid about, like, getting tracked is, like, it's kind of naive, I think.
So you feel like even if they can track you, like, what's the point? Like, the government's like a intercontinental ballistic missile, and you're like a mosquito. They're not going to waste any time on you. You're not the target. You're not the target for them, basically. No. Sierra.
I feel like you're with Alyssa about that, and it also kind of made me think about how it just kind of left mine.
Uh-oh.
But anyway.
Hold that. Ethan.
Back to what you were saying. I really think it's like 50-50, like, between the government and the people. Like, because, like, what is the government going to do, like, if, like, the people, like, just, like, weren't there and weren't doing anything, like, there would be no point of the government. So I think it just 50-50.
You feel the government's power is growing more, or do you feel like it's even?
I feel like right now, like, I feel like it's growing more because, like, literally, like, it's not a law that you have to wear your mask, but, like, since, like, it's a mandate, like, since it's that, like, the world, like, oh, this is a law, you have to do this, like, I think, like, they're just getting more power by
that. I remember that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Let me get Kenzie real quick. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, about what Mavis said, like, if they were to put chips in us, like, even, like, so, like, let's say they put chips in us without us knowing. So, like, we're still going to do the things that we do. Mm-hmm. And, like, essentially that's going to still give them no power because they're not going to blow. So if a million people are doing what they don't want them to do, they're not going to blow a million people's head off because
what's a government without nobody to rule? So, like, if people aren't doing what they want to do, like, why would they just blow their heads off?
Mm.
And then even if they were to be like, we're going to put trackers in your heads, like, people aren't going to go for that either, and they're not going to go line up at the White House to get a tracker implanted in them.
Mm-hmm. We gotta draw something nigh here. We got to find a way to bow tie this sucker. So far, I've kind of heard from you guys, the people are more so in control of the government. They have a bigger influence on the government, still is in submission to the people. And then I've heard the other side of it, like, no, the government kind of has a little bit more power. And they're also, with their power, they're tracking us more to control us more. And Alyssa brought up an opposing view, which was, even if they are tracking us, even if they are, you know, trying to keep track of what we're doing, we're too small. It really doesn't matter. So it sounds like this thing is broken up, you know, into several different groups here. Here's my question, tying it back home to old paths and everything like that. Okay, if the government gets more power, if they get more in control and everything like that, or let's say that the people are the ones that are more in control, what is that going to look like for you as a Christian, for us in church? How is that going to affect us? Do you think these mandates have a... Here's the big question I want you guys to answer. Think about youth group, think about our church before the coronavirus, and now think about where it is afterwards and where we're at right now. Do you think that there's been any effect on our church, on our spirit, on your attitude, on anything like that? Have you guys noticed anything like that? Or do you feel like, no, we've pretty much been unscathed by it? Kinji.
I think, like, as far as things go with, like, the social distancing and, like, the mask, like, I think, like, even if there is, like, a damper on our spirit, like, there really shouldn't be. Like, we as Christians, like, sign up to live for Christ, and we understand that when we sign up for it. And so if this is what it takes to, like, live for him right now, then, like, we should do it, whether or not it's wearing a mask, not wearing a mask, having to stay 6 feet away from our friends, not staying 6 feet away from our friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think even if it does put a damper on your spirit, like, it shouldn't, because, like, you kind of knew what you were signing up for, in a sense. And so, like, we should just be, like, grateful that we're still, like, here. We should use it as, like, a testimony, a way to be like, when we hear people complaining about it, we should be like, you know what, like, yeah, like, you can complain about that, but, like, here's why I don't complain about it, and just kind of be like, just, like, kind of use it as, like, a testimony opportunity.
Yeah, very good. Alyssa.
I guess you could say I sort of appreciate the concept of being quarantined, because it really made me personally realize, like, the issues of the world, not only that, but the issues of myself, and, like, the issues that I have, like, with accepting that I am a God's child now, and that I need to become, like, better for him.
Mm-hmm.
And so it made me really realize, like, my own issues, and I feel like that really, like, helped. I don't know if it helped anybody else, but I know it kind of helped me, like, really see, like, my true self and what I really need to fix for myself.
I gotta let Jenny have the last word, even though she's not in here. On the way to church tonight, it's funny, she was just kind of talking about that. I was like, so babe, what's new? Like, what you been getting into today? What's been going through your mind? And she actually just told me, she's like, you know, I keep hearing people complaining about, you know, 2020 and how bad it's been. And, you know, we were kind of joking around about the memes that are out there about, you know, God, I wish 2021 would just hurry up and get here. But she said kind of what something I was thinking. She said 2020 has actually been one of her favorite years and the best years, because kind of like what you guys have brought up, it's really made her focus on her own issues and her own self. Life slowed down a lot, you know, several times this year. It's caused her not to be able to go to work. Now she's working from home. But with that, she's got the kids at home while she's trying to do her job. And she probably wouldn't care, mind me saying this, but I'm more of like the social goofy one. I grew up in, you know, my mom's house. We always had tons of kids over there. My mom had me, Will, and Alex. And then she had like 13 other kids in that house with us at one time running a daycare. So like, we're used to being around people. We're used to being like in the thick of things. Jenny's not like that at all. It was just her and her brother growing up. So believe it or not, like, one of the most intimidating things to her was, oh my gosh, like, personality wise, how am I going to handle these kids and stuff like that? I think she does awesome as a mom, but that's always been something she's been worried about. But the Lord put her right in that crucible where it's, no, you're not going off to work. You're going to be at home. You still have to do your job, while helping Brady with school, while helping Brynn with all the stuff that she's doing. And she just said, honestly, if this year hadn't happened like this and all these challenges that God gave me, I would have still been ignorant about those areas that I needed to improve on, about getting better and doing stuff like that. So to like end on a hopeful note and everything like that, that's the cool thing about being saved. That's the cool thing about having Jesus Christ in your heart. No matter what gets thrown in your lap, mask mandates, vaccines, lockdowns, all this other junk that's going on out there in the world, We can talk about that stuff in more detail later on. The fact of the matter is, we still got Jesus Christ inside of us. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. So technically, no matter what we come up against, no matter what the government does, if it's getting bigger, if it's getting smaller, if there's riots, if there's a civil war, if there's not, a Christian ought to be that steady flow in this world where everything else is going to you know what, in the handbag. Okay? So that's the thing. And I challenge you guys to find a way to do that. The Bible is very clear, and we're going to get a chance to talk about this at one time, about these things that are happening in our lives and how we got to interact with one another. The Bible is very clear about, not as Christians, not getting in disputes about things that the Bible does not touch on very, very strongly. It says this, him that is weak in the faith receive ye, but not to doubtful disputations. There's some things that are out there that we can argue about and go around in circles time and time again and never come to any type of strong conclusions where we all agree. The Bible says very clearly that stuff right there, we're not supposed to be about doubtful disputations. All right. What we're really supposed to do is take people where they're at and find out, what can I do for this person to help them be more profitable to God? Honestly, that's all I'm doing with you guys. I knew we would all be on different pages with where we're at with this stuff. I knew everybody has their own opinions where that comes down to. But the job of a believer is still the same. And honestly, what the devil does, he hopes we'll get caught up into that stuff just as much as the rest of the world does. Absolutely. If you got the capacity and you're interested in that stuff, learn it. Get it down so that you can be able to converse intelligently when you talk to people about why you're doing what you're doing, why you're not doing what you're doing. But never forget the primary reason that God has you down here on this earth. He could have saved you and taken you to heaven, but he didn't do that. He saved you and left you here because he still wants these people that are freaking out about all this stuff that's going on both sides to have a light to look to have hope. That hope ought to be coming from you because you're settled. Your anchor is strong. Your anchor is settled. So, hey, good stuff tonight. Next time I'll give us some more time. We really got rolling there at the end, and there's some other stuff I really wanted to bring up. But we'll save that for next time. Next time we meet will be our normal class. But good job, man. Good job tonight. Let's pray. And guys, come out to Colton's house tomorrow at 6. Caleb, close us out with a word of prayer, please.
The opportunity to come here and get a chance to just